The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 20th of August, 7:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, phone lines are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Jared's at the helm here. Good morning, Jared, and it is...
It is Radio Day.
Radio Day! Yeah!
Does that mean CB?
Oh, well, you know what?
Does that mean...
I misunderstood what he said yesterday, so both of us are dressed like Rodeo Day. I think it's not Rodeo Day. It's Radio Day.
Radio.
We both have our cowboy boots on and all that. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody. Radio Day it is. Okay, hazy today with our highs of 97, overnight lows of 64. Saturday calls for, once again, hazy with 89. Overnight lows on Saturday night with 63. Now, Sunday will be sunny. According to the National Weather Service, it looks like there may be clear skies, 90 degrees. Overnight lows Sunday night. We pray. And Monday would be 93 and Tuesday 94. That's what we look like. Really not too much in the wind. Maybe Saturday looks like we may get up to 15 miles per hour. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
And Jim's here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Haven Humane with, Pet of the Week.
And he's with...
Well, you know, in honor of Rodeo Day, I brought a cattle dog.
Okay.
I got that wrong, apparently.
Really good for
that
you.
Was quick,
that was quick.
Yeah,
you
that.
Listen. That's
you know,
nice. Women
what?
Like men who
for
listen.
Months, for months, if when Jim would come in here, he'd have a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear that he could have come up and said to me, "Hi, Carl." I would have never recognized him until, I guess, a couple months ago I saw you without your mask. Anyway, tell us about your cattle dog.
So I have Mariah. She's about 3 to 4 years old. Absolute sweetheart of a dog. Really loves people. She's just a tad shy when she first meets you. I don't know what she's gone through in the past, but it takes about a minute and a half for her just to get over that and want to be in your lap. So
she was. She kind of like stretched out to me. I mean, she doesn't like come all the way over.
Right.
She walks in, but leaves her rear feet in one spot and kind of walks over to you.
That's right.
And leans over. She is a sweetheart.
She really is.
Jared's going to put her photo on our in our chat room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we always wonder, like, you know, it's very difficult to, once you get a pet in, you're not really sure exactly what their history is. Mm-hmm. So then you have experts who become experts in analyzing the dog and placing the dog in, you know, no children or perhaps children. Mm-hmm. And so it will be... acceptable in any kind of home.
I think so. I think she'll be pretty much good anywhere. Just that little bit of timidness, but she gets over it so quickly. I don't see any issues with her getting along with anybody.
So we don't have a history of her, but we know that we can see that she's had a litter.
Correct.
And we don't know, you know, but anyway, she looks very healthy.
Yeah.
And she's very sweet, and she's got those great eyes.
Yeah, she just looks right into your
soul. Oh,
if you,
my gosh.
If you go to our chat room, and you'll see that, you'll see me and Mariah.
KCNR 1460.com.
It's the first time I've done that.
Now, is that a package deal if they adopt her?
Oh, well, we'd like to be able to get
it. I tell you what, you adopt this dog and it's a month's free advertising on KCNR.
There you go.
There you go.
Well, why
right
not?
There.
Thank you very
that's
much.
That's a $300 investment there, depending on what kind of advertising you
some
do.
Restrictions
that's
apply.
That's a good one. Some restrictions apply.
And you can tell that when you go to the next radio station.
Nice. Yeah.
No, just say, hey, and KCNR is offering a 3 month free advertising.
Will do.
Do
yeah,
that. They won't mind. Is that?
It depends which station I go to.
Yeah, there's one of them that gets a little bit hinky about it.
Don't mention that name.
No, without mentioning that name.
But thank you for joining us again, Haven Humane. Yeah, we partner with you once a month, as well as having Mark Story on as well on, I think,
on the last
second
Thursday, last Tuesday of each month. But every Friday we have you in here. Mm-hmm. This is a good-looking dog. How do people get her?
You can call us at 241-1653 to make an appointment. You can check us out at havenhumane.org or on Facebook. You can walk in and we'll do our best to help you out if we can. Actually, you know, I forgot we just made up a new thing, Pets of the Week. You don't have to have an appointment. Just come in. If she's still here, we'll get you out.
Right. Okay. Now, good with kids?
Good with kids.
I would imagine she's good with other dogs. Does she chase cats?
That I'm not positive about. We don't really have a great way to test it.
If you told Mariah not to chase a cat, she'd listen to you.
She's ready to please.
I think if you raised your voice just a little bit, she'd turn into a pancake.
Yeah.
Kind of like I do when Linda raises her voice to me. I just roll over my back. I roll over my back and I pee on myself. You know, that's about it.
No comment.
Thank you for that visual.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Coming up, we have our
Takarama with Maria
Donna.
That's
right. We're looking forward to that.
Thanks a lot, Jim, and good luck, Mariah.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And I'm serious about this, my friends. You adopt this dog, you prove you adopted the dog, and you get a month's free advertising. And it doesn't have, if you don't have a business, I don't care. Maybe you want to advertise,
a fundraiser. A church fundraiser.
A
bake sale.
Anything. Not anything. Okay.
Well, no.
We have turned down advertising. I know it's hard to believe.
Say you're a man who listens and you heard women like that. Can you advertise that?
Yeah. We can advertise that. We will not advertise for dating, though.
We'll haul your stuff.
That's right.
But you must be bonded, and there will be a background investigation. I'm telling you right now.
You're looking for a girl to date. We will probably not run that one.
Okay. Noted.
Okay. Now, if you're a girl looking for a guy to date,
we will vet you still.
It will still vet you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Okay.
No maniacs allowed.
Okay. Before we take our break, I want to say, you know, Ed Roman, well-known.
Oh.
Well-known.
Yes,
man,
Ed. Very, very big in supporting the community and was generous enough to let house and comp and bring in the Marine Corps Color Guard when they were here for the rodeo.
That was one time he did that. But Ed, here's another big announcement. Ed's lost 50 pounds. And that's, you know, that's really a big achievement.
That's another person.
But what I wanted to talk about, not 50 pounds, it's like maybe a small child.
Well, it is.
It's, you know, well, it's
people,
not, it
children
four,
are people
it
too.
Be, it could be four pets
Let's
of the
not
week.
Argue. Go on, Ed Roman.
He's shutting down C.R. Gibbs for a week.
Okay.
Because of COVID, and it's because of staff problems.
Okay.
COVID, we've got, in our town, my friends, we've got 79 people in the hospitals, 15 in intensive care units. We've had 6 die over the last, I believe, 10 days. We've had 20.
In Reading?
In Reading. And we've had 21 die since May from COVID. It's rearing its ugly head again. Frank Rose, one of my favorite people, we love Frank, came in this morning. And I said, Frank, take precautions, buddy. And that's what I urge everybody to do. You don't want to be vaccinated? Okay, that's up to you. But just, you know, take precautions, my friends. It's back.
And are you doing the nasal spray?
I'm going. Yeah, we are. The George Dome nasal spray. And if you've got a question about that, call us during the show and we'll tell you what it's about. Or we'll point you in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Does it prevent it? No. Does it help? Is it one of those arrows in the quiver?
Another shield.
Another shield that, you know, it's a nasal spray that you mix with,
Benzedrine. Yeah.
But you have to mix it in the right proportions, and you snort that a couple of times a day, and it can help prevent
Helps to keep in any infection coming down through the throat.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, is the place to get your haircut. Tim and Logan do just outstanding jobs. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments, 244-957. You know what? Why do you do that? 244-9478. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
To the bug. To the bug. Recall Shasta for a great night, fundraising dinner, speakers, live auction, and raffle, August 28th at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. For ticket information, call 530-691-1707. This is an opportunity for us to come together as a community and make our voices heard. Come join Recall Shasta for our third fundraising dinner, paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee /Shasta Recall.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Professionals from all over the world have been working remotely, and the hardest part is finding a great place to focus and get the job done. Drop-in Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East offers modern and clean workspaces, call booths, conference rooms, and secure fast Wi-Fi. Drop-in's pricing is pay-as-you-go, with bundles of hours as low as $3 an hour. No contracts, no obligations. Drop-in Go Working, 155 Lake Boulevard East, next door to Starbucks and Subway across from Waterworks Park. Drop-in for an hour or more and try it out. Dropin.mobi. That's dropin.mobi.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Every diamond has a story to tell. Once a year, Goldmark Jewelers displays a collection of diamond rings, earrings, pendants, and bracelets with their own favorite stories. For 30 years, the Goldmark Jewelers annual estate sale has brought you the best collection of vintage and antique jewelry in Northern California. Each of these pieces have rich history and incredible stories. Diamonds and gemstones hand-cut by master craftsmen were set in masterpieces cherished for hundreds of years. Now it's your turn to write the next chapter in your diamond story. The Goldmark annual estate sale coming September 1st. Goldmark Jewelers, Hilltop Drive, where Redding buys diamonds.
It's Friday, and now it's time for a brand new segment, Talkorama with Maria Donna. Hi, I'm Maria Donna. Throughout the week, I interview nearby residents and ask them how they really feel about what's happening around them.
Good morning. Maria Donna's here. Good morning. Just ran in from work. Just got promoted. Good.
Thank you.
Oh, no.
Congratulations.
Good job. That doesn't surprise
Thank
us.
You.
Okay, what's it about this week?
So as we all know, fires have been devastating acres and acres of land for a while now. And so I thought it would be interesting to ask the people of Redding if they think the state and federal government are doing enough to mitigate the fires.
Okay, let's go.
Good morning. What's your name?
My name's David.
And where are you from?
I live right here, about a mile up the road.
Okay. And how do you think the government is doing when it comes to mitigating the fires that are going around?
State government or federal government?
Both.
That's a good question. My daughter's a firefighter, mm-hmm. and she's out there on the Dixie Fire.
Okay.
And so she thinks that CAL FIRE is doing all that they can within her realm. She's a new firefighter. This is her second year. Upper echelon, I don't know. She says that from what she sees, the federal government is doing an absolutely horrid job. And they promise to do better. This is what I'm told, that mm-hmm. the federal government is going to do much better. They recognize that they're dropping the ball, because there's the state side of fire management and then there's the federal side of fire management. So she's saying there's two distinct areas.
Mm-hmm.
But we have unprecedented fires, and so, you know, we've got to cut at least our state a little slack, because things are changing so rapidly and they're trying to learn. So I think that the fires have to do with so many things, you know, the climate change, and there's the long-standing practices of forest management that has been, you know, since the 80s and the spotted owl. I remember that whole scenario. Mm-hmm. And so we've changed our forest management practices. And so we've got a lot of things that are happening, and we're paying for it now.
Mm-hmm.
And with the drought, and now I'm rambling.
Mm, no, it's okay. And do you think it's difficult to be a firefighter?
I know it's difficult to be a firefighter, yes. She works up in her, my daughter's name is Sarah, she's 26. Mm-hmm. She went through the fire academy 2 years ago, and she's a 110-pound girl, but, you know, she's tough. And so she graduated. She goes out to, she's stationed at Susanville, mm-hmm. and she'll go out there, and then she doesn't know when she's coming home. You know, she's out on the line, and it's just, and so many of my work acquaintances are married to firefighters, and it is so rough
mm-hmm.
for the family. They're just gone all the time, and things are getting, the fire seasons are getting longer, and it's just rough. It's a tough job. It's very difficult. It's very taxing on everybody.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Hi, good morning. What's your name?
Buck.
And how do you think the government is doing when it comes to mitigating these fires that are going around?
Local government? State government?
Yeah,
federal
state and
government?
Federal, yeah.
They're all doing what they can.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very difficult situation.
You think they're doing enough to stop these fires?
Well, the fires are growing, so mm-hmm. I don't know what enough would be, but they're doing what they can. And it's not working because of the situation we're in, I think.
And how do you think, how difficult do you think it is to be a firefighter? Like, how difficult is their job?
It's kind of hard to imagine, particularly in this year. It's difficult always in California and with the heat. They have to wear protective clothing, so it's very difficult, very strenuous. But also now, with this it must be very discouraging, too. They can barely get one under control, and another one breaks out.
Yeah.
Now
after weeks of promises and delays, it's very difficult to be a firefighter.
Yes, yes.
And we all salute them for doing the best they can.
Sure.
Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Wow.
Good morning. What's your name?
Donald Bryce.
Hi, Donald. How do you think the government is doing when it comes to mitigating these fires that are going around?
I think they're doing fine. It's just that they don't have the resources to be able to do as much as they probably could. You know, when they have so many fires around here and that things happening like that, what can you do? You know, they're doing the best they can. If somebody can come up with a better plan or something like that, I imagine they'd love to hear it,
mm-hmm.
you know. Money, you know, getting tight, and resources, people, you know, who's out there doing all this? And the terrain that they're in, they can't just go in and put it out. You
mm-hmm.
know, it's the problem. So,
how difficult it is, do you think, to be a firefighter?
Oh man, very. My brother used to do it when he was younger, and I tell you what, the different stations that he would go through and the procedures that they made him go through just to be a firefighter was rigorous and hard, you know. So.
And then when you became a firefighter.
Not me.
I mean, when a person, yeah.
Yeah, when he became a firefighter, I mean, you look at what these guys are doing. They're throwing 80 pounds of stuff on their backs and running up hills, And then when they get there, it's the most intense heat. And in this kind of, we're in heat all the time anyway, and then they're running into fire, mm-hmm. you know. So
it's challenging.
Very, very much so. I give them credit for what they do. I couldn't do it, you know.
Me neither.
Even in my best days.
All right, well, that's about it. Thank you so much for your
time. You're
welcome. Okay. I think we can all agree is that firefighters, and especially the, any firefighters, but especially the wildland firefighters, are have got their work cut out for them. 110 pounds, and she's carrying a lot of a lot of equipment out there. She's on the fire lines. So, what did you get from this, Maria Donna?
So I also thought of asking them about the difficulty of being a firefighter, which we all know is one of the most difficult and challenging jobs ever, and I can't even imagine the amount of stress and danger that the firefighters are facing every single time they get sent out. And for that, we all salute the firefighters for all the hard work they do. But going back to the what the government is doing to mitigate the fires, I think it's not to say that the government is not doing anything per se to mitigate the wildfires. But since this keeps on happening and it seems like it's getting worse and worse every year, I think it's time to do more than what they've, you know, been doing, or at least try harder until we see more improvement.
Yeah, you know what? It's the whole thing is mitigation.
Yeah.
In my opinion, and people talk, well, there's not enough. Well, there is money to do this, but there's a plan that even the man in charge of CAL FIRE force said from the state, this is going to be a long time. It's taken us a long time to get there, but I'd like to be able to see a plan where in vulnerable areas like where Paradise was, one way in, one way out. And some of these other places, they go out there and they cut and trim and clear out brush, trees below a certain, circumference, and be really serious about this.
Yeah.
And I think most people would like to see that, at least see a plan and see something that they can, that's being done.
Yes, it's very important, planning.
And somebody asked if our YouTube channel is down, and I don't know.
Okay.
We'll go and take a look. We have a camera in the studios now that you can see us. You can't hear us, thank God. but you can see us in here, so we'll check that.
Well, I just checked it and it is up and running.
Oh, okay.
I just typed in KCNR into YouTube and,
all right.
Okay, so it's KCNR, what?
Well, it's KCNR. It's KCNR Reading Live Studio.
Okay,
but I just typed in KCNR and it still popped up. So
okay, so it's KCNR Live Studio.
Well, we Reading really Live appreciate Studio. You, by the way, and what you do as far as like in this kind of journalistic effort where you go to the people. First of all, you have to be willing to be rejected.
Yes.
And then you're asking a question that is always every time you put together one of your programs for our Friday mornings here, you have it's been very interesting, and actually people's responses have been intelligent,
mm-hmm.
and very, very thought-provoking as well. So we really appreciate you. And we know that you've had a schedule change with your work, and perhaps, we just want to we want you to know that we at KCNR, our family, as well as our listeners, Stuart, have appreciated the work that you've brought here.
Thank you. I appreciate you, too, and the listeners as well.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we have Ginny Ray LaRue, who is running for governor and who's a local. She's a local from here, from Reading, so I can't wait to talk to her. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. A lot of things are happening, but the one thing that stays the same is Bastiani Arms. Outstanding customer service. He has a fine selection of firearms. He has all the accessories, including ammo. Check out Bastiani Arms. This is where we buy our guns. It is from John Bastiani, and veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
Once again, it's Talkorama with Maria Donna. Be sure to join me Fridays right here on KCNR. Throughout the week, I hit the streets and ask residents how they feel about what's really happening in our community, in our state, country, or world. Let your voice be heard on KCNR.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday.
Ladies, prepare to excite your senses. The world-famous Hunks the Show Ladies Night Out is coming. Are you ready for this? Not one, but two nights. Friday, August 27th and Saturday, August 28th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets only $15. Ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets today. For details, download the Wind River app. It's showtime at the river.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. at the California Adventure District Radio Show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. See you then.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Ever since the day it opened, Cornerstone's been helping to move local dreams forward. Community oriented. Well, yeah, they're locally owned, local board of directors, and locals work there. Three branches right now, one at 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff, one right downtown in Redding at 1845 California Street, and, of course, the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue, and the newest one's going to be opening up in Anderson in the old Kentucky Fried Chicken building. We all know about that building. Okay. Cornerstone Community Bank, we do our business there, and we're very happy that we bank with Cornerstone. Linda and I are here with Jenny Ray LaRue, a local lady who is running for governor in this recall election. Good morning, Jenny Ryan.
It's so good to meet you guys. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
And we spell that J-E-N-N-Y, last name R-A-E.
That's actually my first name. Jenny Ray is my first name.
Okay.
And LaRue is my last name.
Okay, well, we have Jenny Ray, the governor. I'm looking at your flyer.
Yep.
Okay. And so, hey, girl, just decide, boom, let's just aim for the top.
You know, I've worked at the top of organizations my whole life, so it's a lateral move, I guess, if you think about it like that. I'm just moving
maybe
from the business
down
world. Potentially, it's certainly a bigger battle than many of the battles that I've faced.
Tell us about Jenny Ray.
Well, I'm a businesswoman. I've worked in business for over 20 years. I did all the right things, got a great degree, graduated at the top of my undergrad class.
Ivy League.
I know.
From?
I got an MBA from Columbia Business School.
Okay.
And,
congrats.
Graduated at the top of that class, too. Got a great job at Bain & Company, one of the world's best consulting firms. And then I decided to go a little bit wild, and I built businesses. So I left the high-flying world, and I built from the ground up. I built two businesses, one in energy technology, one in payments technology, and 9 years ago I bought a business. I've run that business from Redding, where I've lived for almost 15 years. I'm a Californian by choice. My family and I live on a ranch just outside of the city, 181 acres, and I was completely satisfied in the business world. I had everything that I could have wanted. The only issue is that Gavin Newsom started to mess with my family and mess with my kids.
Wow.
And that changed everything for me last year. And I started to ask myself, I bet somebody could do it better. And I bet it's somebody from the business world. I think I should find somebody to think about running for this office. And lo and behold, here I am.
Well, now you've got your platform. I love this. Jenny Ray's platform to free California. Live, work, and breathe. Well, yeah, we all would like that.
And seems like something that we can all get together on.
It's pretty simple.
It is.
But it's very complicated at the same time.
Exactly.
And you having a business degree and starting these companies, understand what it is to shaky howdy. There's so much that happens behind the scenes that it's not exactly, you know, but not everybody who says what they do what they say.
That's the issue. I think a lot of people don't know how to measure problems correctly or come up with good solutions. And that's really what business is all about. It's about constantly iterating on finding the real problem and figuring out what a solution is.
Tell us about your platform, what that means, live, work, and breathe.
Yeah, the reasons that people are leaving California right now, which I identify as the California crisis, the exodus that we have from California right now, is that they feel that they can't invest in the future life that they want here. They can't educate their kids in the way that they want to. They can't live affordably in a house. And they can't live in a safe city or a safe community. They feel like their basic kind of human experience in the United States is not possible in California. Work is that our legislature, which is, I didn't know this until I started running, but only 3 out of our 120 legislators have ever owned or operated a business. The legislature is almost entirely people who have been in government their entire life.
One form of government or another.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and so that focus of not having business experience means that we get the most anti-business laws coming out of our legislature, out of almost any state in the United States. So those businesses have increasing fees, increasing regulations, and increasing taxes every year. And nobody even thinks twice about it. But the issue is that businesses now, of course, businesses are our primary employer, are also leaving the state of California. So we need to fix those things and really celebrate businesses and make sure that they want to build here, can grow here, and are able to thrive.
Can you give an example of, because the CEOs of America, and they do this poll every year that California is the worst place to do business in, what is one thing that you would like to bring to help that?
Yeah. Well, if you ask the CEOs of America, which is larger businesses, the thing that they're most affected by is number one on my platform, which is regulations. And they say, look, taxes are part of the cost of doing business. Fees, they're unfortunate. Those are really things that directly impact small businesses. But all businesses are impacted by regulation in California. One example is AB 5. It's a regulation that was passed about 2 years ago under Gavin Newsom's tenure to classify what were formerly independent contractors as employees of businesses. And what that does is it takes a business that might have 3 people that work there, and one of them is a mom mom that works part-time. It makes them go through compliance paperwork, the compliance cost, the payroll taxes of having that person come on board. And they're either able to pay them less or not able to pay them at all.
That's when you had, we had to look at when you had a gig. Every one of your players then became an employee of ours,
which is unreasonable. And the IRS already has guidelines for what makes an independent contractor. California just decided to go way beyond those guidelines to a law that now has over 100 exceptions because it's so unreasonable.
Yeah,
including a proposition last year, Proposition 22, that we passed to let rideshare drivers out of this. And so any law that has that many exceptions is an unreasonable law. They didn't ask the business owners how it would impact them, and the consequences of that are that businesses are just choosing to pack up and leave the state.
Mm. We have Jenny Ray for about a half an hour here, and we have to take a break at like 5 minutes. So the big thing right now that, as you know, that's impacting on us is these damn fires.
Absolutely. Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that.
So the breathe part of my platform, the third part, is something that we need to address urgently and for the long term, because a lot of people have addressed it one or the other, but not both. And so urgently is that we have water issues, fire issues, and we have, of course, power issues as well. All of them are tied together. All of them are based on 40 years of mismanagement, lack of planning, and lack of investment by the state of California. And a lack of cooperation with the federal government, a lack of actually the use of muscle with the federal government to get some things done. And so fires in particular, I did a fire tour in Siskiyou County last week, and I went up and I asked, do we have to have the fires that we have? And she said, let me put it to you simply. I met with a registered professional forester. So her job is to manage healthy forests so that we can both conserve them, so that we can use them and that they don't burn, so that the habitat remains intact. And she said, right now we have about 500 trees per acre in our forests. About 40 years ago we had 50.
Wow.
Just imagine making a bonfire and putting 10 times as much wood on it. Will you get a hotter fire? Yes. And we're at the point now where we cannot control and cannot fight our fires. They're so hot. Just yesterday, the Dixie Fire went up over the Sierra Nevada. It made history for actually covering the ridge. It was so hot that it didn't even get stopped.
Years ago, we met with a biologist, forester, and she...
About 12 years ago.
Well, yeah, and we really wanted that person to come on the show. I'm not going to say what organization or whatever. And she was saying, right now, with the way that the fires, they are behaving in a way that's like a nuclear bomb.
Exactly.
They are, we don't know what to do with it at this point. We said, please come on. And she goes, then she was like with an organization and said, I really don't want to put
my views and the organization's views together. And that's, I think that's one of the issues that we have. So there are, of course, competing interests in our forests, but really there are ways to manage all the competing interests. I'm a together manager. I'm somebody who believes that we can all get our needs met. And burning 600,000 acres of habitat, it doesn't meet anybody's needs. It doesn't meet emissions needs. It doesn't meet environmental needs. And it certainly doesn't meet the air quality needs that we're looking for.
I think we're at 800,000 for... What are we on the Dixie Fire, Jared?
Whatever it is.
I think last night it was 635.
Yeah, okay, 635.
But,
you look at Northern California, it's over 1 million acres
right now.
That's
exactly right.
And they said Tahoe is in danger.
Yep.
It's burning the new fire, Cauldron Fire or something up there is fire. Something has to be done.
In my opinion,
Gavin Newsom has fallen. He said in January 2019, he said that we had to do this in a different method. And here it is 2.5 years later, and we're burning even more.
That's exactly
so
right.
So what exactly has Gavin done?
So he's done almost nothing. We actually went from 40,000 targeted acres managed down to 10,000. But just by contrast, Florida manages 2.3 million acres a year. And so the challenge is that in the meantime, we do have a couple of years where we need to be managing, but we have to manage aggressively. And that means 1 million acres. You can see actually on my website, I have a plan called Smarter Forests. And the focus of that is managing 1 million acres a year through three different measures. One is focused on biomass, which means that we take the dead wood from from these fires that are still emitting carbon, and we burn them and convert it to natural gas. The second is selective timbering, not clear cutting, but selective timbering, where we reduce those forest areas from the 500 back to the 50 trees per acre. And that actually improves the water usage of those areas as well.
So
many of these forests are too dry at the same time because they're just using up the water.
It sucks up so much water, each one of those, and plus the brush. We have to take a quick break. We're here with Jenny Ray LaRue, who is running for governor in this recall election. Her platform is Live, Work, and Breathe. You can get see her platform at Jenny Ray. It goes Jenny Ray, JennyRaeCA.com. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by one of Linda's favorite people and the person that made her kitchen beautiful.
Absolutely. Mike Huber over to Steak Granite. He is the owner. It's a veteran-owned business. He is such a vocal, local supporter of so many things. You know, Mike will show up and do an excellent job with a lot of trust and integrity. What more is that is the most important thing. He works by appointment only. Give him a call at 241-STONE or go to EstateGranite.com. Shout out, Mike.
Free consultations. Hope you get that new car. And Mike got his haircut just like mine. I know. Idle. Anyway, 7:45 in the morning. We're here with Jenny Ray LaRue, and we'll be right back.
Every diamond has a story to tell. Once a year, Goldmark Jewelers displays a collection of diamond rings, earrings, pendants, and bracelets with their own favorite stories. For 30 years, the Goldmark Jewelers annual estate sale has brought you the best collection of vintage and antique jewelry in Northern California. Each of these pieces have rich history and incredible stories. Diamonds and gemstones hand-cut by master craftsmen were set in masterpieces cherished for hundreds of years. Now it's your turn to write the next chapter in your diamond story. The Goldmark annual estate sale coming September 1st. Goldmark Jewelers, Hilltop Drive, where Redding buys diamonds.
Californians can make history this summer, first by recalling Gavin Newsom, and on the same ballot, electing a conservative leader with a proven record, Ted Gaines.
Hi, this is Ted Gaines. My family came to California during the Gold Rush. Since that time, the state has seen world wars, depressions, earthquakes, and more. It hasn't been easy, and we still have big problems. But I'm telling you right now, don't be discouraged. I'm running for governor because we can make a difference. I'm an optimist, and I've pitched my tent in the land of hope. We will get our homeless mandatory care and housing. We will build power and water supplies so we don't suffer blackouts and rationing. We will save Prop 13 and cut high taxes. Working together, we will put California right back on top. I'm Ted Gaines. That's my pledge to you. Please vote yes on the recall and vote Ted Gaines for governor. Thank you.
Paid for by Gaines for Governor 2021.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Come join Recall Shasta for a great night, fundraising dinner, speakers, live auction, and raffle, August 28th at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. For ticket information, call 530-691-1707. This is an opportunity for us to come together as a community and make our voices heard. Come join Recall Shasta for our third fundraising dinner, paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee /Shasta Recall.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, my favorite place to get out of trouble. They have a great selection of jewelry there, state jewelry, Native American, you
really
name it,
beautiful.
They have it. Plus, specially designed pieces. If you wanted to specially design a piece of jewelry, either for yourself or a loved one, go to Four Winds Jewelry. Rebecca and Henry will help you do that, and they'll build it for you. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. We're here with Jenny Ray LaRue, candidate for governor. Her website is JennyRayCA.com, and she's from Reading, California. She's got a place out here. And she's her background is a business, a very successful businesswoman. And her platform is Live, Work, and Breathe. And she's just been hammering on the what we could do in fire. Now, what about, I love this thing under Live, the California dream is dying. We have people exiting California, though. Oh, no, we've got other people coming in. Excuse me, but businesses, people with money and businesses are leaving. And I don't care what you say, having people come across the border and act like that's a replacement doesn't quite hack it.
Well, and I'm a data person, so I can just give you numbers for this. We actually did lose more people last year than we gained. I mean, California always is losing people. We do have an open border, even inside the United States, much less the federal border that they've left open. But right now, we do have people, 182,000 people left net. Last year.
Okay.
And 19,000 businesses closed in California last year. That we have never seen numbers like
19,000.
Well,
part of it for COVID, of course.
Part of them from COVID. And we always have some natural businesses that are closing. But we had the most extended lockdowns, the most onerous regulations on our businesses, and the least support for businesses during COVID as well. So we had, on top of that, the increased regulations for businesses were not relaxed last year. So it was a really challenging year for business. I know my business was in crisis. Other businesses were in crisis. Working moms like me, how did we figure out how to homeschool our kids and do business at the same time? There were a lot of people that were not able to staff up their businesses. It was a really hard time for businesses.
What would you do? Okay, COVID's raising its ugly head again. Ron, we'll get to you in just a second. I want to hear this. COVID's on the rise again. We got 79 people in hospitals. We had 6 die in the last week. What would Jenny Ray do about this COVID thing?
Yeah. My belief is that our focus for COVID needs to be to educate, not to mandate. And we've seen across the country just a number of different examples of how we can do this well. Right now, if I were the governor today, you would have a dashboard where you could see by hospital who was hospitalized with COVID and who was hospitalized for COVID. That's part of reestablishing trust in our data, because right now a lot of people don't believe that the COVID numbers accurately reflect the people who are actually hospitalized for COVID. We would also be able to see who is hospitalized vaccinated and hospitalized unvaccinated, and we could differentiate between those. And I just believe in telling people the truth, making them informed of the decisions that they have. I am vaccinated. I would continue to advocate for the provision of the vaccine, but I will not mandate the vaccine. And I think it's important that we maintain civility and also focus on managing our urgent public health outcomes. So if our hospitals get full, I'll add support and add staffing. That's our primary focus for the government, is to serve people, not to restrict. And
perfect. Let's go to the phones. Ron, do you have a question for our guest, Jenny Ray?
Yes, I do. Jenny, when you become governor of our state, would you consider letting us, we don't have any representation, and we want to separate and have the state of Jefferson? Would you be in favor of that, or would you hamper us? And I'll take my answer on the air, and thank you, and good luck.
Thank you so much. Well, my job is to fix the whole of California for everybody, and because I come from rural areas, I'd like to see more active representation, especially for our, you know, our ag, our farmers, our rural schools, et cetera. So my focus is going to be to keep us together while I'm in office.
Okay. And that's a good answer. The thing is, and Ron's perfectly right, you know, the people make fun of the state of Jefferson. It's not about the state of Jefferson. It's all about representation.
That's exactly right. And we don't have accurate representation. I mean, our ag communities are 1% of our vote in California, 9% of our GDP. And it's one of the powers you can see of the federal system that has both the Senate and the House of Representatives. But California is only represented by population, which really does skew the way that we're represented. That's one of the things that the governor office can do, is balance out the focus from what the legislature is able to do.
Second Amendment.
Yeah, support it. Says very clearly, shall not be infringed.
Okay, and I'll just take that as the, you know, as the final answer on that one, and we'll hold you to it.
Good.
Because all of our shows, of course, are being streamed, but they're archived at the same time.
That's
so
great. Yeah,
you can have people that haven't had a chance to talk to you listen to the show.
Good.
And you're answering all these questions. What are the things? We've got 4 minutes left. What are the things you want to hit on?
I think that we need to talk a little bit about election security. That's something that a lot of people have questions about. Our elections are not secure, and I didn't know that until last year. And we don't have definitive proof of fraud or not fraud, but we do have security issues. I think that's very clear. And one of the things that I discovered, if everybody doesn't know it, is that our voter rolls are not cleaned on any regular basis. So if you move out of state, you still get a ballot at your house. Right now, this year, there are probably upwards of at least 1 million ballots that have been mailed to people who have passed away that were not removed from voter rolls or have left the state.
Wow.
And
staggering.
That's a massive concern. And we've already, you know, seen issues where people are going around and collecting ballots from other people's
ballot harvesting
boxes.
What about ballot harvesting?
Well, you know, I can't do anything about it right now. So my focus right now is on what we can do. I'm a practical person. What we should do is we should be working the polls. If you haven't signed up, sign up to work a poll. If you haven't signed up to watch a poll, do that. Register for requesting hand count audits from counties, because that's one way that we can verify that the ballots that are returned are the right ones. But before 2022, we really urgently need to focus on our voter roll cleaning. I am in support of, you know, presenting ID at the actual.
Absolutely.
So is the majority of the people in the United States, like 87%.
Right. Yes.
So and if you are going to request an absentee ballot, I think you should do that with ID as well.
Yes.
But you know, we're California. We're a reasonable place.
Loosey goosey.
And so there, like I said, I'm practical. Everything that I've talked about today is doable. And I care about not making promises that I can't deliver on. So it matters to me that we focus right now on what we can do for election security and focus in the future on what we need to do.
Okay, what do you do with the supermajority Democrats?
Well, we work on the things that matter to everybody. Actually, breathe matters to everybody. And I think that we can come together on some of the issues related to, right, wildfires have emissions. Wildfires are tragic. There are things that we need to do to manage wildfires. I will be a voice for the businesses, for the rural communities, for the people that have not been represented with our supermajority. Actually, I'm heartened by the fact that they also have not overturned a veto in the last number of years. And so I will veto things if they need to go forward. And then I will work for changing the supermajority balance in the next election. There are people that are like me that have never thought about running for office because it is a battle. In the public square, it is a battle. And it's still as and more important every day for me to continue that battle fight. And I would just encourage anybody who's listening to think about running for office. We need you. And you know, if you haven't thought about it before, we need to really encourage people with an active playbook to jump into the fray. And we'll do that for 22. So not only will I work with the supermajority, I'll work against them where I need to in the veto. I'll work around them in the budget and in appointments and in executive orders. I'll have a message that will be entirely my own. But finally, we'll work on really shifting California more toward the center.
Now, we've commented, I haven't asked whether you're Democrat or Republican. I don't care right now. I love your mission statement, period.
Yeah. I'm a Republican, but I'm a futurist Republican. So
I like that.
Right? I care about the future, and I really am. You won't hear or see anything on my website that is negative toward Democrats. I believe in Republican policies. That's why I'm a Republican. But I am not an anti-Democrat Republican, and I think that will be essential for ensuring that we can get things
done. I think we all need to.
One more time, how do we get a hold of Jenny Ray?
Great. You can reach us on our website, jennyrayca.com. You can also find us on Instagram, TikTok, and we even have an office in Reading in Pine Street. So if you want to come and visit us and ask questions or volunteer, we'd love to have you.
Okay. Jenny Ray, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Really
appreciate
it.
Hopefully we've got House Realty coming in right after Jenny Ray today, but I don't see them yet.
Well,
but
they'll be sliding in. You know how they are.
They amble them in with their coffee.
Yep.
Yeah. Thanks again, Jenny Ray. You know what? Maybe
best
we found somebody to vote for.
Well, that's a thing that we've all been looking for, isn't it? It's great to meet you. Thank you for having me. And thank you, Reading, for being just a wonderful place.
It is, isn't it? Okay.
It is.
We'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
We'll hear from President Biden in a couple of hours. He'll address the ongoing crisis in Afghanistan. The president's speech coming at a time when his public approval ratings fade.
The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll shows that 46% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Biden's job performance. 53% disapprove. The numbers have been on a steady decline and dipped below 50% for the first time since he took office this week. The latest figures include 27% who strongly approve of the job Mr. Biden is doing and 45% who strongly disapprove. This gives him a presidential approval index of negative 18%. The approval ratings for Vice President Harris will be released on Sunday. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Reports of targeted killings by Taliban fighters in Afghanistan. Correspondent Ben Thomas says a chaotic scene at the airport in Kabul remains.
I've been stuck here for the past 2 days.
This Afghan man says he's had no luck getting his family inside the airport's blast walls.
They pushed me out. They kicked me out.
While some in the crowd wave British, German, and other nations' passports, many have shown up with no documents. And as the crowd presses forward, armed troops plead with the help of interpreters for them to back up.
And look for the Kremlin to cozy up to Afghanistan's new rulers.
Whilst Russia officially recognizes the Taliban as a terrorist organization, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov emphasized this week that the insurgent group have shown promising signs. We see encouraging signals from the Taliban, who are declaring their desire to form a government with the participation of other political forces. Immediately after the Taliban takeover, Russia said it wouldn't evacuate its embassy in Kabul, unlike many other countries. I'm Karen Chamas.
A hurricane watch has been issued for Tropical Storm Henri as it appears to be heading toward New England, which could be impacted by the storm starting on Sunday. The Dow up 145. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We call him Willy Wonka. He's a chocolate lab. His belly itched, and he would actually lay in the grass and scoot across it to scratch. And Sheba, his sister, she scratched at her ears real bad, and she shook her head so much, she wound up with cauliflower ears.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite is nutrition.
When we first got the Dynavite, they cleaned the bowls up real good. Her ears, they're a whole lot better. Wonka, his belly, it's all really cleaned up. He flops over and lays on his back and just kicks his legs, and I call it his happy dance. They look good and even smell good in between baths. You should give your dogs Dynavite before something happens. And that's kind of like preventative maintenance.
Dynavite for life.
It makes them healthier and happier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And your dogs will love it just like mine do.
DINOVITE.com.
The United Nations is welcoming Qatar's donation of millions of dollars in aid for some of the poorest people in Gaza.
This agreement will come as a relief for some 100,000 poor Palestinian families who now receive $100 a month from Qatar, but transferred by the UN directly into their bank accounts with Israeli oversight. Since the last round of Syria's fighting between Israel and Hamas in May, aid distribution has been held up by a long-running dispute over how to prevent Hamas accessing donated funds. In the past, Israel allowed a Qatari envoy to carry cash into Gaza for needy families on a near-monthly basis, a process that many Israelis argued was open to exploitation by Hamas.
That's the BBC's Yolande Nell. Faced with slowing numbers of people getting COVID-19 vaccinations, South Africa opening eligibility to all adults, move aimed at stepping up the volume of inoculations. News and analysis at townhall.com. Following last year's pause, the cry of play ball being heard again at the Little League World Series.
The tournament started Thursday in South Williamsport, Pennsylvania, but without international teams, and it won't have 22,000 fans in the stands for the championship. The coronavirus forced the cancellation of the annual series last year, and this year the Delta variant forced Little League tournaments for several older age groups to be scrapped. But what most fans think of as Little League World Series with 10 to 12-year-old players on the field will take place over the next week and a half. Ron DeRockster reporting.
The U.S. government is extending a ban on non-essential travel along the borders with Canada and Mexico. It's an action that's aimed at slowing the spread of COVID-19, despite increasing pressure to lift the restrictions. Again, on Wall Street this hour, stocks in positive territory. The NASDAQ up 133 points. The S&P 24 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today is the 20th of August, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR. 1460.com, and you can hop into our chat room right there also. Jared's at the helm. He told us it was Radio Day. We misunderstood. We thought it was Rodeo Day, and we're all rodeoed out here.
What other day is it, Jared? We have something else on the, I'm sure.
There's only one more, and it's Chocolate Pecan Pie Day.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of chocolate pecan pie.
Well, I like pecan, but I don't know about the chocolate pecan, but hey.
Okay.
Obviously. Became a day for a reason.
The beautiful Linda's here.
Currently, good morning, everybody. It is currently 68 degrees in the downtown studios. Unbelievable. Today will be hazy with a high of 97 and overnight lows of 64. Saturday calls for 89. Saturday night, 63. Sunday, sunny, high 90. Overnight lows, 62. And Monday, 93. Overnight lows of 63. And Tuesday, 94. According to this National Weather Service print, we do have, it looks like we may have clear skies on Sunday, but the next few are, of course, hazy. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, with senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, if it's the third Friday of the month, it's House Realty.
Hey.
One of my favorite shows, and we're with Bruce and Cameron Middleton, but Bruce is on assignment today.
On assignment.
He's on assignment.
Right.
But he's up in Lake Tahoe. Let's just say that. The Cauldron Fire is heading into Lake Tahoe. Susanville on our news in the morning, I sometimes question why Sue gives all the road reports, but she got up into it. Susanville's cut off. Coming into Susanville. And on the other side of Susanville, another fire is burning in that direction. Ginny Ray just said, for the first time, it's burned up. The Dixie Fire has burned up to what?
Over Tahoe.
In a crest above Tahoe. And first time that's ever happened. So we may not see your dad for a couple weeks.
Well, we're thinking right now, routing his exit plan to get back. He's probably going to have to go through Utah. At least at this point.
Utah, Canada.
44, 395, 50. I mean, we're starting to run out of roads here.
Yeah. I mean.
Gosh, Cameron, you know, when we think about Susanville on the way to Reno, some beautiful area. That's our way to Reno.
Well, and even over to the coast.
Yeah.
My wife and I, we were going to leave for the coast this weekend, head over for the Humboldt Fair over in Ferndale. We canceled. We're literally out of way. 299 is closed. Now Highway 3 is closed between the 299 and 36. 36 is closed. Let's see. What else are we running out of? You go up to the north. There's fires up in that direction.
Yeah. Oregon's still on fire.
Last Chance Grade coming from Grants Pass and Crescent City. Massive traffic controls. So really, I think everybody going anywhere to the coast, Mendocino, Fort Bragg, Eureka, Ferndale, anywhere, Trinidad, all have to take Highway 20 from Williams, Willits, Ukiah. We're just literally running out of
ways.
And if
they're working on the road, hang it up anyway when you add another 1,000 cars to that.
One wreck. Oh. Everybody stopped.
Cameron, you guys are the dean of real estate here in this area, Shasta County. What do fires do? I mean, does that have an impact on people? I mean, do they? I mean, 3 years ago when a car fire hit was a significant birthday of mine, and my sister was flying in, the kids were coming in, all these people were coming in, and they said, should we? And I said, no, don't come here. First of all, we need the rooms for the firefighters, and two, the smoke is horrible. My kids ignored me and came up anyway, but we went out on the lake, couldn't see across the lake, Lake Shasta. What kind of impact does this have on real estate?
Well, it has a few direct and indirect impacts. I think the first one is, and we've talked about this many times, insurance. All these fires are going to mean another round of insurance hikes, insurance cuts. You're not going to be able to see, be able to get insurance. It makes it very difficult. The other thing that this does, too, I mean, it really hurts tourism. So people aren't coming out up here right now. Obviously, Lassen's closed. They just closed, I believe, last night, all of the national forests.
Yes, they did.
In this greater Northern California area. So that creates a tourism decline, which a lot of people, when they come up here, and especially if they're thinking right now, well, boy, I want to get out of the Bay Area. I'm looking at different places. Where should I move to? They maybe come up here for the weekend, want to go take a look, start looking at houses. They may go, this is just not for me.
Mm-hmm.
They may say, boy, with this amount of smoke, and they're telling me this is going to happen till October, November. And right now, of course, we're surrounded completely. So it really doesn't matter which way the wind blows. We're going to be getting smoke of some kind. So that becomes a factor. The other thing we're seeing for sure is the rural areas are increasing their number of listings. People in, say, Shingletown, mm-hmm. Whitmore, Ono, various areas are starting to say, you know what, forget this. Let's go ahead and put the place on the market. Whether it's raw land, whether it's property, whether it's a house, doesn't matter. They say, hey, let's go ahead. We need to, it's sooner, it's going to happen. It's a matter of if, not when. This area is going to burn, so let's go ahead and put it up on the market. Also, the areas that are homes and things that are very near these fires, of course, it does hurt it hurts the desirability of that area and that home mm-hmm. and those property values. I just showed one, still within the car fire scar in West Reading, showed one earlier this week. And, of course, I mean, it's a nice house, newly built. It's got, it was a car fire rebuilt. But you look out the backyard, and it's nothing but dead black
moonscape.
Trees. It's moonscape. And so people go, before that was a big desirability factor to have that green belt back there. Now it isn't.
Okay.
Now it's a detractor. So, yeah, this does have an effect on property values. It has an effect on desirability and demand, really, on the properties up here in the North State.
Of course, if you live in a beautiful home downtown that's on REU on the grid that never goes down because it's on the same grid as the jail where we live. I'm just kidding. I can say that because Cameron sold us the house.
Yeah, you're almost a whole block from the jail. You've got a long,
that's right.
long block.
I've got a long
right.
way to go there.
Yeah.
But we're on the electric grid, so when electricity starts going down, we're the last ones. I just say this, because I don't know any better.
Well, and that's critical. You bring that up, Carl. I think too. We've seen just this week the PG&E power safety shutoffs, and that's a huge factor. Water. Right now is a tremendous factor. We're really seeing a lot of people that we're looking, they've kind of just been trying to look for something
sure.
off and on over, say, the last year. And, yeah, I want a little bit of acreage. I'd like to have an acre or two, maybe a big shop. Let's look outside of the city limits. Now sure. they're going, no, I want inside city limits. I want City of Reading Water. I want City of Reading Electric. I don't want to be out in the really high, very high fire severity zones. They don't want to be out there.
Bella Vista is having water problems.
Well, Bella Vista,
some water problems.
A number of them. They're real. And, City of Reading is what's called a settlement contractor. And by being a settlement contractor, they can only really truly be cut 25%. Plus, the city of Reading has plenty of water and really will for the foreseeable future, even in extreme drought years like this. We've got Whiskey Town, the river, and plenty of wells to back that up. Reading has water and a huge aquifer directly underneath.
Well, we've cut our watering by 50%. Everybody wants your yard to look good. And our yard at its very best looks mediocre. So cutting it by 50% really is not going to make a difference. And we can go out and water certain trees. We're here with Cameron Middleton of House of Realty right here. It's been around for
56 years.
56.
Yep. Amazing. Grandfather started it in 1965 with his partners.
There you go. This portion of the show, speaking of insurance, is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. What a good segue into this. We have sent people over to Judy Maxwell when they had their home insurance canceled because of the fire. Not that they got burnt, but because they were in that circle. That circle that insurance companies draw. And she's been able to help. Not 90% of them, not 95%, 100% of the people get fire insurance, and to be able to insure their homes and then their businesses and all of this. This is Judy Maxwell. She's been doing this since 1993. She's got a team of professionals in both the insurance and financial side that are second to none. Give her a call at 221-0441, for a sit down with her or any one of her pros. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We have insurance with Judy Maxwell because we trust Judy Maxwell. And you got to trust the people you do business with.
So do we.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Oh, see?
It's phenomenal.
8:15 in the morning, 72 degrees. Your air quality index is 160, which is just unhealthy. And what we've been going through, unhealthy is okay. I mean, we'll be right back.
Reading Electric Utility, like more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is a nonprofit public power agency owned by the customers. This year, we are celebrating 100 years of serving the city of Reading. October 3rd through the 9th is Public Power Week, and we celebrate the benefits of living in a public power community. These benefits include low rates and local control. Community ownership means your money stays right here in Reading. Publicly owned utilities like REU provide excellent service and work directly for the community. The Days of Noah presentations from the biblical book of Genesis will explain the prophecies of Revelation, showing what is coming and how to be ready. The Days of Noah will be presented at Shasta Lake Bible Fellowship at 19200 Fellowship Way off Union School Road in Shasta Lake City starting Friday, August 20th at 7 p.m. For more information, call 530-275-1300 or go to the website at ShastaLakeBibleFellowship.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Reading, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. full-bodied and full flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Professionals from all over the world have been working remotely, and the hardest part is finding a great place to focus and get the job done. Drop in Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East offers modern and clean workspaces, call booths, conference rooms, and secure fast Wi-Fi. Drop-in's pricing is pay-as-you-go, with bundles of hours as low as $3 an hour. No contracts, no obligations. Drop in Go Working, 155 Lake Boulevard East, next door to Starbucks and Subway across from Waterworks Park. Drop in for an hour or more and try it out. Dropin.mobi. That's dropin.mobi.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. Casey and I are 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot. Phone lines here, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I love this place. He fixed a crack in my windshield 13 years ago. And on my Ford F-150. And it was like, gosh, I don't know, 8-inch crack, and you still can't see it as of today. That's because Jeff Worst knows what he's doing. He's not going to fool around with your safety, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Take it to Jeff. Make an appointment with him today for a free consultation, 241-8373, or stop by 3208 South Market Street. Jeff Worst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a better-known business. We're here with Cameron Middleton and from House Realty, the oldest, I should say not oldest, I should say the most experienced real estate company in town, been around for 56 years. Has it always been there? It hasn't always been there.
Always been at the exact same location. 56 years right
have
there at the corner of Plaster.
You've seen so much, you know, you saw the jail being built, you've seen the new county courthouse, which, by the way, if you haven't seen it, for some reason, it's beautiful.
Oh, it is. And I've had a front row seat. We have floor-to-ceiling, wall-to-wall windows there in front of our office at Placer in Oregon. And so our desks face directly at that new courthouse. It really has been interesting to watch that thing go up. And I've been trying to get official verification on this. I believe it will now be the tallest building in Redding.
Yeah.
From floor... You know, from floor to the top.
Yeah.
I believe it's taller than the jail.
Yeah.
I know it'll be taller than Mercy. It's taller than
yeah.
the new parking structure. And if it's the tallest building in Redding, I think that means it's got to be the tallest building at least north of Chico. I think there's a building on the Chico campus that's pretty tall.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's going to be, you know, it's
yeah,
quite a project.
Let's just hope the inside process is as good as the outside process, as good as it looks. You know what I mean?
Indeed.
You know, somebody also mentioned, he says, what's the matter with the chat room today? This whole week it's been crazy in there, and today is kind of like really slow. I don't know, Friday, maybe something's going on. I have no idea. Maybe people are choked out. At this point, Cameron Middleton is here. And Cameron, you said there's a new regulations.
There are
concerning homes and about fire.
No, there are, and I think this is important for people to understand. The legislature came out with two new bills here within the last year or so that really took effect July 1, and one has to do with home hardening. So that's hardening your home against fire and really making sure you have certain provisions in place. There's a lot of things that you can do to your home to make it more fire resistant. The second one is defensible space. And we all know the general rules regarding defensible space, but this lines them out a little bit clearer. It also makes sure that a new home buyer is not only aware that it is now the law that they have to have defensible space around their house, but it really puts the onus on the buyer. that you are essentially now, if you are in a very high fire severity zone or a high fire hazard severity zone, if you're in either one of those two zones, then you have to, within 1 year of close of escrow, you are supposed to reach out to your local fire jurisdiction. So whether that's, say, City of Reading Fire here in Reading, or if you're in the county, that's actually Cal Fire,
mm-hmm.
you have to call them, say, hey, I want you to come out and do an inspection on my home and certify it. Give me some kind of piece of paper that says, hey, I have certified the defensible space around my house. And if they say, hey, we have some recommendations, you need to do A, B, and C, then you have to go do A, B, and C, and then bring them back within that year and have them sign off on it. Now, enforcement on this is going to be a little bit difficult. But Cal Fire actually was given some funds to hire more fire prevention investigators and inspectors to go out and start doing this.
I think we have our first one is right here. I think there's one in Reading now, something to do with fires and fire, you know, these kind of things.
Yeah.
Cameron, what happens when, say, Linda and I have a place out there, and we want to get our, what is it, 100 or 300 feet, at least 100 feet of defensible space. But we got a tree there that's dead, and we can't take that tree down because it's going to cost $2,000 or $3,000. Can we appeal, if you know this answer, can we appeal to Cal Fire to come in and help us with that?
Not yet.
Okay.
I think part of this is all of these things they're doing in Sacramento. And as we realize, Sacramento doesn't always get it right. But the general thought with them is that if we start this process, the next one is maybe creating a fund to be able to help somebody that otherwise can't to come in and, boy, yeah, and $2,000 to move a tree, it can be 10.
Or brush, you know, that's on, okay, think about people with brush on their property that, you know, that's adjacent to the power lines. The power lines can only take it out so far that you want to clear your property so it helps the people and the neighbors. So all of this, but it's just cost prohibitive.
Well, and as the legislative chair for our local Shasta Association of Realtors, I've been tasked with really talking to a lot of the local fire jurisdictions about this. We've had a couple of great meetings with the Reading Fire Marshal, Craig Whitner. And he'd be a great one to have on the show. He's very informative, very understanding guy. And he, you know, the way he put it, he says, especially within the city, he said, we've got three primary concerns. One is that landscape vegetation. And it's within, you know, everybody talks about the 100 feet and the 30 feet. So you got, you know, zone one, zone two. But the new one that they're really, really looking at and they really understand is the most important is 5 feet. 5 feet from your house. Number one, do you have any landscape vegetation, especially touching a home? But if you've got bushes within 5 feet of your house that are right underneath, right outside your wall, right outside your window, and those catch on fire when you have the embers. It's the ember showers. They ignite those. They're going to go up. They're going to get underneath your eaves. They're going to get into the vents. They're going to get into your attic. That's going to start a fire. The other one is bark. Bark's a really big problem. So if you have bark within 5 feet of your house, that will burn and consume until it's done. So, again, same thing. That bark will create a fire. That'll light. And now you've got a continuous flame underneath your home and right underneath your eaves.
So that's people in town then.
This is people in town.
This is people in town.
He really noticed this after studying the car fire. They really went in after the car fire. They really studied this and they really figured out here's what's happening. The third one is wood fences. Now, we're not going to ever get rid of wood fences. And, you know, even the city fire marshal says, I'm not going to mandate getting rid of wood fences. You have to have them. But he says, if you could try and do chain link, wrought iron, vinyl, anything else, you can have your wood fence around your yard. But when it comes in and encroaches on your house, a wood fence is just a slow fuse. And that'll come in. That'll light. Your garbage cans are another one. So just having your garbage cans next to your house, go put them out against the fence. Go put them out, get them away from your house if you can. Those things can, with they start burning. It's a substantial fire. And so just some of these very simple things when they come out.
We can tell right now we're in deep, deep trouble. Cause we have bark. We have a wooden fence.
Yeah.
We have garbage cans, but I can move those next to our neighbor's
our
house.
Fence. But we have a grape stake. We have a wonderful.
And they're dry. They've been there forever.
Fashion grape stake fences around our California
covered
home.
Covered in vines. So.
Well, you're okay on the south side of the house. That's not too bad. That's right. That's the driveway there. You're good there. You got the brick. Yeah. Out back, that's good. So there you go. You're probably good. There's 25% of the house, or maybe 30. Right there, you're fine. So you just got to work on the other 70.
I told her I did not want to put the bark out. And, you know, for days, we were shifting bark from one spot to another. Okay, we're here with Cameron Middleton. We're getting ready to take a quick break. House of Realty, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the highest rated hospitals for the Centers of Medicaid and Medicare Services. One of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, one of the top 100 hospitals in the nation, right here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. 8:30, 73 degrees out there. It's going to be sunny today. We can actually see the sun. Air quality index, my friends, is 160, which is just unhealthy, as opposed to poor or stay inside the house or you will die. We'll be right back.
Every diamond has a story to tell. Once a year, Goldmark Jewelers displays a collection of diamond rings, earrings, pendants, and bracelets with their own favorite stories. For 30 years, the Goldmark Jewelers annual estate sale has brought you the best collection of vintage and antique jewelry in Northern California. Each of these pieces have rich history and incredible stories. Diamonds and gemstones hand-cut by master craftsmen were set in masterpieces cherished for hundreds of years. Now it's your turn to write the next chapter in your diamond story. The Goldmark annual estate sale coming September 1st. Goldmark Jewelers, Hilltop Drive, where Redding buys diamonds.
Jazz up your weekend breakfast or brunch at Black Bear Diner with a sparkling mimosa made with our fresh squeezed orange juice and Prosecco. It's a delicious and refreshing sidekick to your favorite omelet, Benedict, or pancake breakfast. At lunch or dinner, add a glass of red or white Kendall Jackson family wine, or choose a domestic, import, or specialty beer to ride along with your favorite entree. Serve daily at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Come join Recall Shasta for a great night, fundraising dinner, speakers, live auction, and raffle, August 28th at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. For ticket information, call 530-691-1707. This is an opportunity for us to come together as a community and make our voices heard. Come join Recall Shasta for our third fundraising dinner, paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee / Shasta Recall.
And good morning and welcome back to our morning show. Happy Friday, everybody. Oh, we know it's we're in trying times here with masking and looking at numbers and people wanting to travel and do things, and we just want to, just encourage everyone to just try to find that patient pill and be kind to people. We're going through some weird times. Well, anyway,
something that's not weird though is
Northern Fire Suppression. Being able to have your concealed carry permit. You know what? I just found mine yesterday in my wallet and was like, I'm so glad I have this thing. I went through the classes and I went through the sheriff and I'm properly licensed with my firearms. Now, Northern California Firearms is a perfect place for you to go to if you're interested in taking a class on concealed carry, or you're interested in just knowing about firearms. I tell my friends who are afraid, perhaps of, any kind of firearms, you know, if you do nothing but just take the class, you maybe feel like you have the knowledge, like if you've got children or grandchildren and there happens to be, you know, you were able to approach a firearm and figure out what to do with it, how to dismantle it, how to unload it, etc. That's worth its weight in gold. So give Northern Firearms a phone call. Yeah.
At 999-1822.
Great group of people.
Great group of people. In fact, Ted Leidy, who founded this, is working over at House of Realty too.
Yes, new agent. He just he closed an escrow earlier this week, and they brought him in some great gifts. They said we're so ecstatic about the service we got. We were so happy with Ted and Seth Stout as well. That it was phenomenal, and the guy brought in two great big bags, gift bags, one for each of them. And, I haven't had a client give me a gift that nice in quite a while. So whatever they're doing very, very well.
Of course.
Well, Ted's that kind of person. And it is Seth. So as is House of Realty. Cameron, you're also on the City Planning Commission.
Yes.
What's anything happening there that's, we've got Kutros and the river.
Yes.
Plans going on with that?
Yes, and so this one I've got to be careful with in terms of the hat that I'm wearing.
Yeah.
As a planning commissioner, I have to recuse from anything having to do with Park Marina, because we are the property managers and leasing agents for the Kutras family down there. And yeah, we are actively looking at various plans, starting really with the vacant and dilapidated buildings. And some of the vacant space that's down there. So specifically, the old motel.
That round one?
The round building down towards the south end by Not Sublime Cakes, which is phenomenal.
Not that one, but they're, further down.
But just a little bit up from that, that large round single story, that one's likely to come down.
Used to be an antique, like a vintage storage in the bottom.
They had.
I thought there was apartments or something in there.
Well, no. There's the single story round building near the entrance to the RV park, the old Thacker building.
Okay.
That had a pool supply store, had a farmer's insurance agency at one point. That one will definitely be coming down. That building is just too far gone. The other one, more than likely as well, the three story round building. up on the north end that was part of the River Inn, the motel
yes.
there. That one also has severe issues and is likely to come
nobody's
down.
Nobody's been in there for years.
Long time.
What about the motel there that's in a, seems like a perfect position?
Well, that's what you're talking
about,
right?
That,
no. There's the other one, though, that has a service station or the restaurant.
Yeah, it had a restaurant
right.
next
yeah.
between the Shell
yeah.
station and that.
Right.
Same thing. We're really looking at a new project there.
Okay.
You know, likely it would be good to keep a similar use, so a new hotel. But that hasn't been fully determined yet. We've got interest from multiple parties regarding that particular piece, several parties. And so we want to look at that one. Really, it can be split up into two sections. There are even three, but there really is the north end and the south end. And up on the north end, you have where the old motel is, the Outrigger building, which is a neat building that's right there. Then we have the roundhouse out in the water.
Yeah.
Which we certainly intend to keep. It's hard to figure out any other use besides a residence. It's got a lot of issues. I mean, we said, we've got to put a restaurant out there. Well, number one, you need a grease trap. How are you going to get a grease trap out there and be able to do that? Number two was load factor, weight load. It was designed as a residence, not as a restaurant, to hold 40, 50 people. And it wouldn't be any smaller, really, probably, than, say, Jack's or
Cleary's
was. I mean, those are, you know, they don't have to have a lot of seating. But as soon as you start putting poles in the water in order to reinforce it, now you're dealing with Army Corps of Engineers, State Fish and Wildlife, Department of Waterways, as well as the city. It starts to become pretty cumbersome. The other problem, of course, is access. So the fire marshal and is you know, he as understanding as he is and as well as he you know, he's always a solution oriented guy, but there's not much of a solution there with one little wooden walkway that goes over to the mainland. Insurance.
Well, if there was a problem, everybody could just jump in the water. They'd be okay.
So I brought that up. I even
yeah.
said, hey, what if we just did little rescue boats underneath? You know, that would work. Problem is, when it was a residence, the boats kept getting stolen. So we said, okay, we'll just chain the boats. Okay, we'll chain the boats to the land. Well, that creates a new problem when you're using it as a fire escape. So you hop in the boat, you go out 50 feet, and then the chain stops you from going any further. Now you're stuck out in the water, you can't go in, you can't go out. So anyway, we're looking at that, and we'd like to keep it. The parcel where the bridge comes off of is also a nice one. So the big issue right now, of course, is this corridor plan. So the city initiated this late last year, that they want to do a plan for not the land use planning for Park Marina, but just for the road. And so we just had two public sessions last week on Monday and Wednesday of last week, one in person, one virtual, to go over that. And those were productive discussions. There's a lot of things that, and then what they want to do is put a plan in place, but the city also wants to put in for a grant, an active transportation grant through the state in order to improve that area. And there's different ways of doing it. And so we've been in discussions with the city.
Are they going to widen it? Are they going to narrow it because of bike lanes and all this?
The idea is to put it on a road diet is how they term it. So rather than going in a lot of places right now, Park Marina is four lanes, two in each direction. They'd like to go one lane in each direction with a center turn lane. And, yes, at a cycle track, they call it, along the edge, more sidewalks. There are parts of Park Marina that don't have sidewalks.
Yes, that's true.
And they need to be there.
Yes.
So, but then it becomes traffic control issues. We want to try and keep, everybody wants to try and keep traffic out of that neighborhood right there, the Kutras Track neighborhood. So there's roundabouts being proposed in various areas, other traffic control measures. And it's been a give and take. So we've been working with the city on it. City's been getting public input on it. We also listen to the public input, you know, that comes in terms of what they want to see down there. So that's an ongoing process, but we really need to see how that goes before we can finalize any other plans for other vacant land going forward. A big part of it, or one of the alternatives, is actually rerouting Park Marina back behind the park. So the Washington Park there, back onto South Street and Washington Street. So where the old Pitch and Putt used to be, the old miniature golf course.
Oh, okay. Is that the water golf?
No.
Not Aqua Golf, but across the street and down from the Aqua Golf. It was the park that McConnell Foundation had managed for years, but it's that green grass area.
That the geese have taken over?
That the geese, yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so that grass area right there, across from Urban Retreat.
Yes.
Yeah, right there. So where Park Marina cuts through there, we'd actually like to reroute it. And the city's talked with us about this and reroute it back behind that park and rededicate that section of Park Marina back over to the Kutras family. So we would give up some land on the backside, but be able to get it. It opens up that central area, especially after you take down that round building. So between the RV park and up to South Street.
And that area floods.
There is flooding.
Yes.
So the floodplain is a big factor in a lot of the plans we've been looking at. So, and it, you know, a lot of that can be dealt with engineering. I mean, you have to go through.
Yeah.
We're working with hydrologists right now, everybody else. But flooding is an issue, especially down like where the RV park
is. We have canals out there that takes away the water. It will look like Amsterdam. I can't wait to see what happens here. And it's happening right now because I think they're taking it back next year, aren't they?
No, they took it back the first of this year.
Oh, first of this year.
So the Kutras family had it back, and for the first time in over 70 years, it's been back really under, you know, one person, one entity to be able to go in and have it all back and say, all right, let's start moving forward on this. It's not encumbered. So they've really got a good opportunity here to do this.
Restaurants, a river walk, little shops along there.
That's the idea.
I don't think we're ever going to see the high speed river boats that they have out like at Bend because of just the river.
Good.
And it's a spawning and place for all the salmon and trout. You can't even fish in there for part of the year. We have the opportunity to build a beautiful, beautiful riverfront, but we can't at the same time take away, thousands of people that come in here to fish every year because, you know, we put high-speed boats on it. So, just my idea.
Well, and in terms of the high-speed boats, you'd have to do a little bobbing and weaving. It's a little tricky there.
It's not like the river up in Bend.
Yeah.
It's just not like that. Okay.
But you can do quite a bit.
We're here with Cameron Middleton from House Realty. He's also in the City Planning Commission. We're talking about Park Marina Drive. The Kutras have taken it over and taken it back. And what's going to be happening here? So, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. SST Oil, remembering our past and looking to the future. They have been here in Reading since 1967. And when you think of fires, you may not think of SST Oil, but you should. It's SST Oil that's out there delivering jet fuel to the aircraft, delivering the gas and diesel that our firefighters need, which means they are also up right behind the front lines, making sure they have this fuel. They deliver petroleum products throughout the California, of course, in the West. They're always looking for good employees, always looking for good drivers. It's an employee-owned company. They know what it's like. They take care of your retirement. It's a great company to work for. Give them a call at 241-1167. We'll be right back.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
Be someone to brighten.
Your microphone was on. Was that on the whole time?
No, it's not. He's got the magic fingers there.
Hot mic.
KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And hello if you are on YouTube watching us.
Yeah,
how you
doing?
You
can't hear us, thank God.
We're dressed
but you
in
can
our
see us.
Like ranch attire today. And
they really did think it was rodeo day, didn't they? Wow.
Wait.
She's showing you her belt buckle,
yeah.
Not her navel.
No. Absolutely. Okay, welcome back to our show. And Cameron Middleton from House of Realty is here. He's got some answers for the Placer and the what's the name of that?
Placer in Wisconsin.
Okay,
let's go to Richard. The
Richard, you're live on the air.
Yeah, hello. Mr. Barrett, is it?
No. This is Cameron Middleton from House of Realty.
Mr. Middleton, people are recalling Governor Newsom to eliminate some regulations, not add to them. Further, I've got shade trees that are adjacent to the house. It's called shade. I don't have the money for HVAC central air conditioning system. I hope that's okay. And real estate agents always like gentrification. They can they get a bigger dollar amount when they buy and sell the real estate. It's as simple as that. I understand where it's coming from. But people are recalling Newsom to eliminate some regulations, not add to them. It's real easy to say, oh, this should come down, that should come down, that tree should be cut down. Or if it's not, then it's added to the tax bill. And if that's not done, then the county will do it, and then they'll just charge you an outrageous fee for their workmen doing it, or Cal Fire, or whoever comes out. People who actually work, not sign papers and handle phone calls. They don't appreciate all this glib talk about this should come down, that should come down, and so on.
No, I don't think anybody's disagreeing with you on that one at all, Richard. Nobody's disagreeing with you on that.
It seems like he's in place there to encourage further regulation.
No. Let him answer.
People out of the state that don't have enough money, in their opinion, to pay outrageous rates for homes and commercial property, and so on. I understand that they're working real good. The radical Democrats, and they've got people who pretend to be conservative, who were supposedly on their side. But all I know is, if it increases an average person's property tax and or an assessment on their property for what the state had to come in and do to ameliorate the quote fire hazard, people are going to get out of here in droves more and more. We're going to get out of here and move to Idaho as soon as we can, because there's just too many nuts and profiteers that want to take our land. And
I got it, Richard. No, you know what? You have a great argument. Let Cameron address that.
Thank you, Richard.
But you know what, Richard? You're saying what a lot of people are saying right now.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
thank you for the phone call.
And
all right.
Richard, I couldn't agree with you more. Number one, I mean, I'm not in favor of this new regulation at all. I think so. Two things. Number one, what I'm getting from the local fire jurisdictions, what they're telling me, and I'm not advocating for what this new regulation
is being proposed. I'm just trying to inform.
As the legislative chair for our local association, believe you me, the number of absolutely unbelievable regulations that come down that I see through Sacramento that scare me to death. I can't even repeat it. There's so many. There are new ones that are being proposed every day, every week down at the legislature. On this one too, and I want to be pretty clear on this, they're not advocating even our local jurisdictions about you got a tree near your house, you need to take that tree down. In most cases, they just want you to try and have some, it's the lower brush. It's the latter fuels. They just want to make sure that you don't have a medium-sized bush directly underneath that tree right next to your house with another one right next to that that's smaller and a bunch of bark all around it. So they're looking at things. You can have trees on your property. All the local jurisdictions have said, hey, we're really not looking at trees so much as we're looking at tall grass, tall unmitigated tall grass, and other
within 100 feet of your house.
No, even with that's within 5 and 30 feet.
Okay.
So within 100 feet, it's far more lax in terms of what they're looking for within 100 feet. Within 30 feet, it gets a little bit tighter. But again, they're looking for dead branches, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So you can still have landscaping. I mean, the fire chief or the fire marshal told me this directly. People are going to have landscaping. He goes, I own a house in Redding. I want landscaping around my house. I want bushes. I want trees. I want these things. He says, hey, vinyl fence is better than wood fence. I hate vinyl. I don't want vinyl. So, they're not mandating that per se. But, no, I think these extra regulations and some of these things that are coming down the pike are very dangerous. The other one, too, that you really want to watch out for is this mapping. You know, they're talking about they're working on remapping everything right now. So you got various fire severity zones, low, moderate, high, and very high. And they want to remap and increase the amount of areas in the very high and the high. My concern is they want to come in and say, okay, and this bill has been introduced twice by, I believe, Senator Stern in Southern California, to then put a full prohibition on any development, any homes, anything in any home building in a very high fire severity zone. So there's this common misconception that people in the big cities have that the reason these homes are burning and these fires are bad is because we're just building all these homes out in the woods. And I had this conversation with somebody recently, and I told them, I was very clear. I said, hey, you know, we just lost the, you know, had a whole bunch of homes burn in the town of French Gulch, the town of Old Shasta, or town of Shasta. And within those areas, those are not new communities. That's not some new subdivision that was built 10 years ago. These communities were around in the 1800s. Shasta was the county seat in the 1800s. These are not new communities, new homes, new subdivisions being built out in the middle of the woods. The other thing, too, is if you tell them, hey, we need to stop all development in earthquake zones, all of a sudden their tune changes.
Right.
So that's a factor. The other part, too, and I just want to clear up the misconception that as realtors, we're always looking for home prices to be higher. Not the case. In fact, probably our biggest initiative on a statewide level and now on a local level is affordable housing. And to get affordable housing in, without a healthy housing market and without enough housing stock, we realize that becomes unhealthy. That's not good for our industry as a whole. Great, if we have, you know, we get rid of all the other homes and we have one house left that's worth $100 million, you're not going to have 800 realtors being able to operate because they only sell the one house so many times. It doesn't matter if it's $100 million or not. We want to have more housing. We want to have affordable housing. And we need housing at all the various levels. We have a task force right now locally that's working on workforce housing. So not affordable housing, which is 60 or 80% of median income.